Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everybody, Dr. Adam Christman here, Chief Veterinary Officer with DVM 360 and Fetch. And you know, we have our upcoming virtual Fetch conference happening August 26th through the 31st. And with me today is one of our Fetch faculty speakers, Dr. Jacqueline Whitmore from the University of Tennessee. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so excellent. You know, GI medicine, where do we begin? You are given such great content. So give us a little bit of a background behind the upcoming talks that you got.
Well, I think we've got a really great mixture of practical information. Some of it involves really cutting edge new research. For example, my talk on probiotics, where I'll be presenting all of the newest and evidence-based medicine on management of gastrointestinal disease. I think that's really important because there's a huge amount of hype about probiotics, but knowing where the science really lies for your patients makes such a difference. On the other extreme, we have really old diseases where we have really sort of old management that we just have never really truly leveraged. And a great example of how you can really take your practice to another level and cause an amazing difference in outcome is going to be a talk on hepatic lipidosis in cats.
Oh, that one. Right. The yellow cat. Where do we begin with that one? And you're also going to be talking about some gallbladder diseases as well.
Oh, yes. And that is really a big thing because, you know, as I tell students and I tell people when I talk to them, you know, these are diseases that were invented in the last 10 years. You know, it's not something we really ever saw, so much so that nobody really has had to learn much about what the gallbladder actually does. And so I think being able to work backwards from what Tom Laird just described as sort of the joy buzzer of the anatomy is a really great thing to be able to help demystify a mess and help improve outcome for those dogs.
I like that. And I gotta ask you, what got you so passionate about GI medicine?
Well, that's a really great question. I think that when I was a student, I had a really great anatomic professor and he says, you know, If you go into academia, you gotta pick a love. You can love a disease or you can love an organ. And that really sort of struck home with me. And so although I do generalist internal medicine practice at UT, my true home really lies in the gut. And I think that I think things that make it really special or make it be something that so geeks me out is that, you know, as a general practitioner back in the days when I did that, we had, you know, you have a decent ratio. I think my memory is you've been in practice.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we all know that there are like 40% of your patients where it does not matter what you do. You could hit them on the head with an anvil and they are going to be fine.
Right.
And there's 20% of your cases that are like the man in Groundhog Day, the movie where it doesn't matter what you do, you're not going to change it. Maybe, you know, but you've got this little window in the middle of like 20 to 40% of your cases where you are the game changer. And I think the thing that really geeks me out about the gut and the liver, which I consider part of the gut, is that those are places where you make the difference. Those things generally almost always fall in that 20, 40 to 40% where what you do that day really is the key for whether the animal comes out of the other end winning and in a great relationship still with their owner.
You're absolutely right. I can't begin to tell you, at least 10 patients a day when I was practicing would be vomiting, diarrhea, something that had to deal with the gastrointestinal tract. So you're in high demand. Well, thank you for all you're doing. And we cannot wait to hear your talks at our upcoming virtual Fetch conference. You guys, you're still time. August 26th through the 31st, head on over to FetchDVM 360 to register. And Dr. Whitmore and many more of our Fetch faculty, I keep stuttering over the words because I say it 100 times, but many of them will be present there. And we're going to have some fun as well, too. So stay safe. Dr. Whitmore, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. And it really does look like a great lineup, and I'm looking forward to hopping on and bolstering my strengths in some areas as well. So I hope people come out and can really take this opportunity to take control of their expertise, even in times of the pandemic.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.